12 minutes past 7. Over to Brian Finn for the early business news on one of our big food companies.
Glanbia half-year results out this morning. Christopher, good performance overall from the Nutrition and Dairy Ingredients Group. Group revenue is up over 10% to near €1.8 billion. Earnings per share, that's a key measure of growth, is up 11% to around 32.5 cents. And when you drill down into to the results, Global Performance Nutrition, that's its food supplements and exercise nutrition's division, that's doing very well, a key driver of growth, and it performed very strongly with revenue up 17%. Global Ingredients holding its own, but Dairy Ireland had a tough half with revenue down around 7% due to lower agribusiness sales.
You mentioned the word global there several times. Of course, Glanbia, big exporter. In these half-year results, anything about the Russian sanctions?
The impact of Russian sanctions wouldn't have been felt in the first half as they were ramped up around August time, but we probably would expect to see some kind of effect in the second half of the year. And Glanbia do anticipate that revenue growth will slow down for the full year, especially in its international markets. And Russian sanctions are mentioned as a possible contributor, but so too is increased competition in the US market. But they anticipate that Dairy Ireland will put in a better performance in the second half, which will shore up the weaker performance elsewhere. And overall, the company is reiterating its guidance of 8 to 10% growth in earnings per share. And we'll be hearing from Glanbia Group Managing Director Siobhan Talbot in the later bulletin. In other news, Goodbody Stockbroker says we can reach a deficit target of less than 3% of GDP without introducing any new austerity measures in the next budget. In its latest economic commentary, its chief economist Dermot O'Leary says water charges will bring in €500 million, and that will leave the government with some room to introduce measures to improve medium-term growth capacity, such as an increase in capital spending and a reduction in the income tax burden. It says average GDP growth will come in around 3.5% over the next 3 years, and it expects the government deficit this year to come in at 3.7% of GDP, well below the budget target of 4.8%, and coming in next year below 3%, around 2.5% they anticipate. And finally, just on the currencies this morning, the euro trading at $1.33 and 80.1 pence sterling, Christopher.